From scratch.
Hello there, wonderful listener or listeners, at least I hope listeners. This is another edition of From Scratch, and my name is Nigel Payne, and I'm talking today to
Martin Cousins.
We've done it in a reversed fashion today, and I'm clearly not as good as the introductions as Martin is, but we wanted to focus our discussion on the latest internet trends report, the one by Mary Meeker, which is rarely shy of 300 slides. And we're not going to go through every slide this time because we would be here until tomorrow afternoon. But the thing that struck Martin and I rather forcibly was that for the first time ever in this trends report, the issue of lifelong learning has popped up. There are five slides, starting at slide 230, which concern lifelong learning. So, Martin, did that surprise you? And what is that telling us?
I don't think it surprises me because I think the numbers are significant. So I think Mary Meeker, who is a consultant who pulls this big piece of research together each year, she's kind of looking at the fact that there are tens of millions of people signed up to massive open online courses. So her conclusion is that there is a trend there of people who are very interested in their own learning. And you might call that lifelong learning, but basically it's people that want to take courses for themselves. So on Coursera, which is a very big MOOC provider, in 2014, there were 10 million people on the platform. And last year, there were 33 million. There's this enormous growth, and that growth is all over the globe. So it's not just Western Europe, North America. We're talking Asia, South America, Africa. And they list the sort of courses that people are doing. Lots of them are technology-based. But the point is, it's a massive number of people who are doing things for themselves. And they are also employees of organisations. And I think this is the interesting point.
Totally agree. So if I can just take you back to, rush back to slide 231. And what she's saying is that if the pre-18th century was all about cultivation and extraction, the agricultural era, if the 19th and 20th centuries are all about manufacturing and industry, then the 21st century onwards is about, she calls it, compute power and human potential. So this is all about meeting the need to increase human potential, give people more skills than they have at the moment, and prepare them for jobs and industries which are growing and coming into being rather than are dying and disappearing. So I think that's very important. And what organizations like Coursera and many others, she mentions TED Talks and Khan Academy and so on. What these online services are offering is people using the internet and mostly offering free services to allow people to begin to fulfill some of their human potential. And what is cynical about some of these providers is that they will recruit the top 10 people in a course that has 100,000 people enrolling. The top 10 will be personally recruited on scholarships to come to Harvard or Stanford, mostly to the US universities. So it's used as a way of really instantly getting access to talent that you couldn't find in any other way. So it's a whole bunch of stuff going on, but it is another dimension of the internet in a way, not just giving people loads of information, but structured courses taught by people you would pay tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to access normally if you enrolled at one of those universities in which they teach. They are the creme de la creme of academics around the world. That is very interesting, I think. And I think she's right. It's a phenomenon worth talking about. And she is saying that this move to lifelong learning, or whatever you want to call it, is crucial in evolving the working environment. And the tools that are developing are in response to need. It's not the tools looking around for a problem and someone saying, oh, that could be quite helpful. It's the tools in response to need. That's fascinating. Do you agree, Martin?
Yeah, I do. And I think it's also worth considering the impact of employees and potential employees who are far more comfortable and used to exploring what they need for skills development and getting it. I know that their platforms such as Degreed are trying to cover that space for organisations. But actually, there are, you know, with Khan Academy, TED-Ed, Crash Course, Smarter Every Day, these kind of services that Mary Meeker highlights, there's a vast number of views of this content.
Yes.
So if people are used to doing that, and then they step in the door, and then it's like, well, this is what learning looks like in this organisation, and there's a potentially huge disconnect with what I'm used to doing and getting to what I'm now being given and told I have to access here. And I think that is a bit of a red flag for me, because I think organisations tend to underestimate what people are doing anyway, in spite of and despite of the offering of the organisation. And I think this, I don't want to read too much into five slides that give us very big numbers of how people are accessing what is kind of skills and development content. But I think one ought to be cautious about all of that, about the fact that expectations are a lot higher.
Yes. It's a wake-up call for company corporate learning that doesn't take account of these massive access pathways, which are pretty much free of charge. To not encourage that and support it and help people towards defining their own learning destinies would strike me as being, on one level, irresponsible, on another level, incredibly naive, because people will walk if they feel that they're not supported. Martin, that was a great discussion. I really appreciate your insights. And I think we'll leave it at that. That was fantastic, fascinating, and I think of profound importance about our world and the role of learning. So let's hope the 21st century is the century of human potential and not the century when we blow ourselves all to smithereens.
On that, I hope so too.
I'm glad to hear it. Thank you. From scratch.